Well, good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas. You all look so Christmassy tonight. Great to have every one of you that's here, whether you're a regular attender here at Central or just visiting with friends or family. We're glad that you're here tonight. And we are finishing our Christmas series that's been called Jesus, Light for All. And we've been looking at the Christmas story from John's Gospel. And in John's Gospel, Jesus is presented or described as the light of the world. And light in that context means it really helps us to understand who God is. In other words, the light represents our knowledge of God. And so far in this series, we've said that the light of Jesus is, first of all, unconditional. And it's for everybody, no matter what. Last time we said that the light of Jesus is undeniable. In other words, if anyone denies the existence of God, they're lying to themselves. God has revealed himself. He's revealed the light of who he is. And tonight we're talking about the fact that the light of Jesus is unconquerable. In other words, in God's story, darkness doesn't win. Let's pray. Jesus, we are looking at you as the light of the world, and I pray that you would bring further light into what that means in our lives. And then, Lord, help us to understand as we're here tonight, that you say that we are the light of the world. Help us to wrap our heads around that, Lord, and understand what that means as we leave this place, that we as your followers are indeed the light of the world. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen. So everyone has a breaking point, a point at which they feel like they wanna quit, they wanna give up, they wanna throw in the towel. In mixed martial arts, it's called tapping out. When one fighter gets another fighter in a hold that's extremely painful and that other fighter can't get out of the hold, all they do is they tap the other fighter, and that means I quit, I'm done, let me go. And then the fighter that had them in the hold will let them go and the fight's over. How many of you have seen the TV series The Shark Tank? All right, The Shark Tank is a group of investors that meet with people that have small businesses, growing businesses. And whenever one of the sharks or the investors hears a business proposal that they don't want to invest in, they simply say, what? I'm out. I'm out of this conversation. I'm out of the deal. I don't want anything to do with it. Navy SEALs that are in training, with every training exercise, they literally bring a bell to the training site. And when a Navy SEAL trainee can't go on physically, can't go on emotionally, can't go on mentally, they get up and they ring the bell. And when they ring the bell, they're saying, I quit, I'm done. And they know that means they're out of the program. If you ring the bell, you're done. A few months ago, I was visiting a friend in the hospital who had been battling cancer for a number of years. And I walked in right after the doctor had just shared with her that there's nothing that could be done for her at this point. No more surgeries, no more medication, no more treatment. And as I sat on her bed and held her hand while she cried, she just said, I can't fight anymore, I quit. I'm done with this. And she died about a week later. What's making you tonight wanna tap out? What's making you tonight want to ring the bell? See, all of us have a breaking point. Maybe you feel like you're at your emotional breaking point. Maybe you feel like you're at your physical breaking point or mental breaking point. 37 years ago to the day, my wife and I followed an ambulance carrying my six-month-old son, Jonathan, to the Sherman Oaks burn ward. He had been at a babysitter's house, scooting around the kitchen floor in a walker, saw this dangling cord from the counter that was an electric skillet, pulled the electric skillet down on himself and had second third degree burns all over his face and all over his hands. And so we followed this ambulance to the burn ward and for 2 weeks camped out in the burn ward. By the end of those 2 weeks, we were done. We were done emotionally. We weren't sleeping well. We were anxious. We had to go through all of the scraping of dead skin and the screaming of our six-month-old and all of that trauma. So if you feel like you're at the breaking point, we know what that is because everyone gets to that point. But when Jesus got to that point, the darkness didn't win. As the darkness pressed in on Jesus, he was able to overcome. Now that verse that was read by Jody from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, the fifth verse in that text says this. It says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The word there for extinguish means conquer, overcome, seize, take hold of, defeat. In other words, the light of Christ wasn't extinguished. No matter what kind of suffering, intense pressure, no matter what Jesus went through, the darkness didn't overtake him. Now, that verb extinguish is also in the past tense. So a better translation of that would be, and the darkness did not extinguish it. In other words, in the life of Jesus, he overcame the darkness that was all around him. No matter what Satan did, it didn't work. I love what this commentator said about Jesus in that situation. He said that the darkness has done everything it could. It schemed and plotted, but it ran out of ideas. No matter what the darkness does, the light will shine still and it will not be overcome. The darkness cannot, did not, and will not conquer the light. Now, my eight-year-old grandson, Russell, learned this lesson a few weeks ago. So he was celebrating his eighth birthday. All of our family was together in Phoenix celebrating it. And Russell, at 8 years of age, had never experienced magic candles. He had never experienced candles that relight themselves. And so we gathered around with his cake. We lit the candles, and this happened. That thing probably went on for 20 minutes. He had never experienced that reality. What a great spiritual truth for an eight-year-old. The darkness will not conquer the light. And that's the message of Christmas, is that the light came into the world and the darkness could not extinguish it. See, Jesus was like us, betrayed. Jesus was humiliated. Jesus was ridiculed. Jesus was physically abused. Jesus was falsely accused. Jesus was rejected. And so therefore, Jesus was tempted with the same things we're tempted with. He was tempted with anger, resentment, anxiety, fear, depression, but the light was greater than the darkness. In other words, Jesus, with all of the pressure that he endured, all of the temptation that he endured, all of the attack of Satan that he endured, in his life, he didn't let the darkness win, and neither should we. See, because when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, the scripture says we are filled with the very same light that fills Jesus. Did you know that? That's why in Matthew 5, Jesus flips the story and he says, not only am I the light of the world, but if you are in me, my light is now in you. Here's what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. He says, you are the light of the world. He's talking to his disciples. Like a city on a hilltop that can't be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket or under a table. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way that Jesus is the light of the world and the darkness didn't win in Jesus' life, in the same way, Jesus says, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. So if you are a disciple of Jesus, a follower of Jesus, he gives you his light and he expects you to shine his light in the world that's very, very dark. In other words, here's what he says to us. Go and show the world through your life that darkness doesn't have to win. Amen? Go and live a life that demonstrates to everyone around you that darkness doesn't have to win. And I know the stresses of life can be overwhelming. Jesus said this in John 16, verse 33. Jesus said, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you're gonna have trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And if I've overcome the world, then you can overcome the world. If the light in me enabled me to dispel the darkness, then the same light that's in you can also expel the darkness. You may feel today like tapping out. You may feel today like ringing the bell. But if you have God's light in you, anxiety doesn't have to win. Come on. Fear doesn't have to win. Anger and bitterness doesn't have to win. Addiction, heartache, abuse doesn't have to win. Grief and loneliness doesn't have to win. Again, verse 5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not, cannot, and will not conquer it or extinguish it. So right now, what is defeating you emotionally? What's trying to extinguish your peace and your joy? What's trying to conquer your hope that life can be better, that life can change? See, Jesus would say to you tonight, darkness doesn't have to win if you've got the light of Christ. When darkness surrounds us, the light of Christ is near. That's why Jesus said in John said in 1 John 4:4, greater is he who's in you, greater is the light that's in you than he who's in the world or the darkness in the world. You have the greater light dwelling inside of you, so darkness doesn't have to win. And God is calling each of us tonight to step into the light of his salvation. Would you bow your heads? Lord, there are so many different types of people gathered here tonight. People that have had the light of Christ in them for decades. They understand the light. They've stepped into the light in difficult times. There's some here tonight, Lord, that this is a whole new thing. Experiencing Jesus, walking with Jesus, every day walking with him, having the light in them. They're learning what that means. And Lord, there's some here tonight that have never experienced the light. There's some here tonight that the darkness is winning. And Lord, for those, I pray that they would be able to experience the life-changing light of Christ. Amen.